that's going to do it. Not me. But here I am, mere man, and I just push on my end there with this faith, just that much, boom, with the strength of a mere man. And what is lifted? The whole world. I don't know how much the world weighs. But the whole world is now moved. Not a mountain. I mean, he went beyond just moving a mountain. He said, I'm going to move the world. And I can move it. If I have long enough a lever, I can do it. So, if you say I need more stick, we have two pictures. We got, and I'm going to do this. We got Archimedes, he's just this little stick guy here, okay? Or we've got Charles Atlas. Big pecs, you know, big chest, great big bulging arms, and big old legs standing here with the world on his shoulder. You ever seen Charles Atlas with the world on his shoulder? Which is it going to take? Charles Atlas with all that muscle, and that muscle leak in his face? Or just little old skinny Archimedes pushing down here, and God moves the world. That's what we want, people. This is what angels are watching for. And it's not very often done in church history. Because we just won't trust him. We just won't give him that little bit of faith. We start looking, as we go back, we start looking at the sinner, and we start looking at the sins, and we start looking at the water we're walking on, we start looking at the obstacles, we start looking at the adversities, the sufferings, everything, and we get our eyes off of him. And what happens when we do that? We're not trusting him anymore. And what does he want? Oh, people, it's hard. I mean, I'm not saying this. About the seventh, sixth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh time, that's pressure. That's why he said, okay, but if you just give me that much faith, I'll demonstrate my love, my grace. Because I'm the one doing it, not you. It's time, but we're just trusting, and he just... Yeah. Yep. And it becomes to the point where his love... So you can say, what is revealed after the seventh time? Either unbelievable foolishness or unbelievable love. One or the other. If I do it in the flesh, it's unbelievable foolishness. If I do it in the power of the Holy Spirit by trusting him, it's unbelievable love. His love. Unbelievable power that did it. Not me. This is the opportunity you and I have in our short lifetime. And Christ used a real example in the sins of the seven times. Because, boy, we get to the fifth, sixth, and seventh time, and, oh, it's going to look tough. But it doesn't take any more faith than the first time. All you got to do is just trust me. Just like you did here. But I love what you said, and I want to write that down, because in here we probably were trusting him to change that person, not really trusting in the sense of trusting God. Did I see? Yes.